It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 726.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Monday. Welcome, Scooter Derek, to the show, mate. What's
going on? Hey, guys. Great to be here. So happy. So happy it's Monday.
I just had a vision hearing your voice that you've just pressed pause because you've currently been recording an audible audio book for a client, and now you've just jumped in here and you're feeling kind of like relaxed and, you know,
just full chilling. Sexy voice.
Yeah, you do put on a bit of a sexy voice,
well,
don't you?
It's been so long. Well, you get used to doing, like, you guys obviously do massive amounts of verbal content, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm used to sort of doing sort of one or two a week and stuff like that, but I haven't been doing any. So you get all these build up, you know, all the thoughts.
Mason, you know, can relate. He's got a lot of build up at the moment. It's there he is. Oh, I missed that.
What a cutie.
That.
the cute little smile.
Well, we haven't recorded an episode for over how long? 7 days more? Eight? Nine?
Bit
ninth day.
More than 7 days, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like, Sev's internet's a bit shit, by the way.
It's as rusty as he is.
Slightly annoying.
Yeah. That's okay.
So we're going to get fired back up, though, this week. Big week back into it. How are you all feeling? Check in?
Should we start off with that out of 100? Starting with Sev's. Sev's, where are you sitting?
Probably 90.
Your internet's at a 60. Do you want to jump off and jump back in? I reckon that will work.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Derek, what are you at, mate, percentage-wise?
I reckon I'm at emotionally 80.
Mm-hmm. Physically?
Generally, physically about 20. Not too bad. Lockdown
spiritually?
Means that you've got to – it's like having Jack Russells having kids in lockdown. Like, you have to walk them, sort of thing. You just can't get by without it. Yes. Or bedtimes and catastrophe. You've got to walk them. They go crazy. So,
are they still even?
It's good for me.
Are they still even at that age, like jumping off the walls at night? Like, aren't they sort of sane enough to just go into bed? And I don't care if you're just lying in bed with your eyes open, but just get to your room, or is it different?
I hate to break it to you, Tommy, but this shit's forever. It doesn't go away. It doesn't go away unless you frighten them and beat on them or something. I don't know, but they're nightmares. If they don't exercise, they are in big trouble. Big trouble.
Yeah. I mean, you could take this
because they just got
insert
so much energy.
Like Whippet chat or greyhound chat. Like those dogs need to be walked a lot per day. Actually, greyhounds they sleep a lot, but yeah. Anyway, dogs. Your point around walking the dogs.
But what has been relaxed, Scooter, like from a rules perspective, if you were to throw out some rules with ISO, what are you sort of relaxing on? What can they do?
I reckon there's a little bit more screen time, but not a huge amount more. Probably takeaway food is unfortunately.
So what was the deal with takeaway before ISO? How often would you do would you do a Friday night fish and chips, or what's the breakdown?
Yeah, there was no regular family kind of Tuesday night Red Rooster kind of thing or anything like that. But you had this sort of
thankfully
on board sort of trick. Yeah, I know. Well, Red Rooster's pretty good since they had the bacon and maple waffle cones. But we'll get to that.
We'll get to the distillery.
Oh, man, I've got a distillery story. But for another time. You're on board automatic, we're doing this too much, is what controls it. Like, you know, but the kids now are going, what's for dinner? And they're kind of going, it's 50-50. Do we
really
going to get pizza or whatever? It isn't 50-50, but
it has that sort of, and so when would you push back? Like, what does it take to sort of enable the takeaway option?
Just how broken, if I'm super broken at the end of the day, and Fiona isn't, then it could be takeaway. If Fiona's super broken at the end of the day, then it definitely takeaway. And
is it fair to say that you're just hoping that Fiona's broken? Is that how it works?
No, because it's awesome if she's working from home. So she's literally doing her work in the kitchen, you know, the kitchen dining kind of thing, which is pretty
smart. I remember there was a time Amy and I,
before kids. So she can do a roast and stuff.
Before kids, we would have been, there was a period where we were at the supermarket every single night. Like just, it was the, you know, on the hunt, just looking for, what are we cooking?
Let's have, so like, you think no you cook plan. Less since having a kid?
No, I cook way more, but spend a lot less time at the supermarket. So it was more just like we had the time. We didn't have to worry. Like you think more about, you got to get the kid home, got to get into bed, you know, shower, whatever. But less time sort of scavenging at the supermarket. Think like it was just almost like a habit of time that we were wasting at, you know, 6 p.m. on a weekday, just like looking around the supermarket thinking, well, what are we going to get? I just was talking about that last week. We definitely cook more now and have everything prepped. So, because now I'm trying to avoid supermarket time with Bodie because he's at that age where he'll run off, he'll touch everything. He'll get coronavirus for sure from the supermarket.
I just actually enabled 15% off as a with Uber Eats. So I had a three-day stint. Started it on Friday. So it sort of had to sort of get as much value out of that as possible.
Oh, on anything across the whole entire app?
On anything that's on Uber
good.
Eats, yeah.
That is
that with
good.
Your platinum?
What are you at?
With your loyalty?
So I'm on gold at the moment, but about to hit platinum, yeah.
What are you at percentage wise, JJ? And you don't have to go spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. But I mean,
before the show. So if everyone got my WhatsApp, I would have been at 100. I was feeling really good, and then press send moment. And then once like the tech side of things, and I'm having to sort of talk to Scooter about his mic volume, it sort of does. And it's no problem on Scooter. This is standard work stuff. And but that knocks me down. So I'm probably I'm about a 70 right now. But glad to be here.
The syringe just sucking it out as the tech issues continue. Yeah.
Did you do much exercise on your week off, TJ?
Oh, I reckon I did a marathon, but not in one day. I definitely walked a fuckload.
Really?
Can you tell at a snapshot how many Ks in a week you've done through your health app?
I don't think so.
Is there a way of doing that?
No, show all health data. So. Anyway, steps.
I averaged. Oh, you can do average step count, right, for a day. Last week I reckon I got in at least sort of 8K a day, which was fucking great.
Where were you walking?
And it started off with just had to drop the car off at the mechanics, which is 5Ks away, and I didn't have any other way of getting, but I didn't want to spend money on a cab. I was like, fuck it, I'll just walk it both ways, 10K total. So then another day I was just hitting another track, you know, just sort of snowballed. I wasn't really trying, but in terms of, and I did a few pull-ups and shit like that at the park, but not like you've paid for a PT, right, haven't you?
No. So the thing is, so I did mention, it was just a headline in our Trello. I said boxing/PT. But no, I actually think, Sevs and I did a workout earlier in, like last week, and I brought boxing gloves, boxing pads.
Do you own this stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, right. I've got it all. And so we went to sort of a middle of a field. And Sevs, is it fair to say that out of the two of us, I was leading? Like I was sort of, you know, telling you to do push-ups and okay, duck here and all that stuff?
Yeah, no, you were leading it. But I didn't want to go too hard. So I just wanted to let you guide me.
You were fucked by the end of it though.
Was I?
Yeah. You were exhausted.
Oh God! You both think that you were smashing each other. Sevs is over here, just like, mate, this is the easiest workout I've had. Yeah.
We did like
Mason's fucked.
We did this a cute little, like, 2 kilometer run around the oval. We did 3 laps. That was good. But no, I thought like it doesn't take much to be a good PT, I feel, because I just sort of leant into, okay, how is he feeling? He's not really, he's not panting, so I'm going to like go harder. So it's like, no, you have to do another. There were times where I said, you got to do another round. And you're like, what? No, I don't want to do another round.
Yeah. Yeah, but
he's good.
Dobber.
Yeah.
But so how can, no, but so I'm not a dobber, Derek. The reason, if anyone's a dobber, it's you. You're Derek the Dobber. But if no, but
you've,
if you think about
a fair few people, JJ.
Yeah, I definitely have. No, but Sevs, you were just saying that it wasn't that hard, yet you were pushing back on the amount of rounds I was getting you to do. So would that not be an indicator that you're a bit exhausted?
Well, it depends if you're thinking about it from an overall perspective or just that boxing round, because that boxing round was hard. But you got to also take into account the speed, like the difference in intensities that we were doing.
Well, we're doing intervals. So we would do the exercise and then sort of, we then would sit for half an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. But we did do the run. We did do the run in between each interval and then the push-ups as well. But yeah, it was good. It was great.
And so you think I should have gone harder?
Well, it's a great building block. Like it's a great start. I think it's you're not sore the day after, and you felt great. So it's you're ready to go next weekend.
You weren't sore, Josh.
I worried that I didn't go to. I was actually sore 2 days later, which is sort of weird. Yeah,
Doms.
Yeah. Delayed, and so it was all on the arm, like the shoulders and stuff. I sort of felt it, but I think Sev's. I like to think that when I normally surprise people when I go to the gym, i.e. the rower, I pride myself on being quite good at the rower. So when I get on there, people aren't expecting much because they've seen me do all the other shit. They've seen trying to do a push-up and then I do okay. What did you think of me as a boxer?
Look, you've got great mental fortitude. Like you can, if you set your mind to it, you'll push through it, even though you look like you're going to die. Like you'll push through. And I mean, I found that pretty impressive, to be honest.
Thank you.
Josh, you said, you were watching Mason's sort of response to you about how hard he was exerting. And then you were sort of tailoring the workout to that. That's like what you learn when you're doing your PT course, I guess. But there is some people that it's weird because they're not fit, but they push themselves so fucking hard because you'd think they're dying, but they just keep going. And so I don't know. It's weird. I've trained with Sez before, and he doesn't really complain. He's quite sort of in his head about it all. Like he's getting it done. He's quite. Yeah.
Well, I remember being accused of a PT accused me of only going to get a drink of water because I was trying to procrastinate and I didn't actually, I think it was you. I think you're like, no, you don't need water. Just keep going because the fountain was quite far. And so you'd sort of
Need water. Oh, yeah.
It is such an excuse. So many people, it's like they think they're going to die if they're not going to have a sip of water. And it's definitely... It's definitely an excuse so many people roll out. Like, it's just like the body's aversion to doing the thing that's causing the pain is like, walk this way, get drink of water, sit down. Like, it's...
But that's... But
you don't need water your whole workout.
I know, but you also, Sevs, for a guy who's pretty healthy, you have a disgustingly poor habit of not drinking water.
That's okay.
In general?
I have enough
water. In general or at the workout?
No, just in general, he doesn't drink water. Have you ever seen him drink out of a bottle of water?
I've never. Yeah.
You think he'd be the guy that would have a good water?
Now that you say it, I literally knew he had a water bottle, but it was under his desk for so long. And then I was like, whose is this? He's like, I don't know. Oh, hang on, that might be mine. And so what are you doing? Are you drinking water? How much water are you drinking a day, Sebs?
Maybe... one or two glasses max. It's okay because I'm getting all my liquid through my smoothie in the morning and then all the fruit that I'm having throughout the day. It's okay. Yeah. Like,
how much fruit are you eating?
Oh, maybe four outside of my smoothie, 3 to 4 pieces of fruit a day.
Really?
Yeah. Like an orange, an apple, a banana.
Okay. So he is having a fair bit of water through his fruit and that shit, but... Has this been a thing since you were a kid? Like, have you been told, say, Mason, you got to drink more water.
Yeah, I've never had water. Just like everyone, like throughout school and stuff, the only time I get water is like lunch and recess, and I just go to the drink tap and take a small drink. But
I feel
that,
like that's quite a D grade player attitude. You know, like there's no point with like doing 5 a.m. wake ups or even doing any form of exercise if you can't. Like water's very basic.
Well, are you? He isn't the guy that's also saying, "Oh, I hate the taste, so I'm going to drink other stuff." Like you're drinking juice, and it's not.
He probably
so
drinks more gin nowadays than he drinks water.
How many glasses of gin did you have at Friday night drinks?
I had 2 glasses. Yeah.
Yeah. So that okay, was so it. Was that what you were counting as the water?
Yeah. No, I did. I actually, my 2 glasses was after that. I had 2 glasses of water after that for the day. So,
Scooter, I mean, what's your drinking? What's your water habit like?
Well, I've been trying to drink as much water as possible, but I think I'm born like Sevs. I just, it's not natural for me to drink tons of water. And I actually heard an expert, I can't say when, so let's take away the expert word, but I heard an expert saying, for God's sake, shut up about water, like a health expert going, shut the fuck up about water all the time, right? If the body has an inbuilt trigger that lets you know when you need water, it's called thirst, right? And they were going on and on. It was awesome. And it
but
made
what
me feel
about,
better
it-
about my...
But maybe you're confusing. Like I remember as a kid, the doctors would tell me that I was confusing hunger and thirst. Like, Josh, you actually don't need a burger. You actually just, you haven't had a glass of water all day. Like surely some people's triggers are just a bit off.
Yeah, exactly. But if Sevs is eating really healthily and drinking 2 glasses of water and eating all that fruit and that smoothie in the morning, then there's every chance his body is pretty tuned into what it needs, and there's every chance that he's getting enough water.
He gets a sore back, though. I think that
so
the reason he has a sore back is because he's not drinking enough
water.
You've complained about your back multiple times.
Oh, but that's doing something.
No, that's sitting down. Working out fixes my sore back. Sitting down causes.
I'm not complaining. I'm not saying that your working out's causing a back issue. What I'm saying is that the combination of sitting down and then not having all the water going through you, you know. I'm not a doctor, I reckon that's
Derek, to your point, though, that it people do, like, mistaken thirst for other things. So I think that person, whoever said it's way off. Mm-hmm. I think they're way off. I think Sev's, for someone who hasn't done it their whole life, it's like a pattern. And so Bodhi comes – I'm amazed at how often Bodhi says – I want water. They get trained at daycare because they're not allowed to just, you know, drink anything other than that or milk when it's milk time. But he's always looking for water. Comes in every morning, water. Has his little cup, sips it. Mm. It's a good habit.
What do they do with lactose intolerant kids?
Almond milk.
Oh, they bin them at daycare.
Bin them. No, they've got everything, mate.
How do they know? I guess the parent, right? The parent would tell them.
Like in the morning time, there's like if they're having breakfast, they've got the selection. It was annoying when Bodhi wanted soy milk because we didn't have soy milk, and then I was like, oh god, please no, just have the milk we've got, please. He can have whatever.
I was on Wellington Road. We're dropping off some flowers to our mums yesterday, which is probably not. Allowed, but we just sort of like it's so fucking low level. We literally left them at the door.
Yeah.
But anyway, on Wellington Road, there's is it Paul's Milk? Is it Paul's? Is that the brand?
Yeah.
Brand?
Yeah, yeah, that's the brand.
So when you see those
out in Roeville.
Yeah. So if you've got those big cylinder things, is that filled with milk?
Cylinder.
Like cylinder the big things? Silo yeah. things or whatever they're called.
Oh, on the back, like the truck.
No, not on the truck. Like out in the actual industrial area, there's these big white cylinder things. Yeah. And it says
2 meters wide sort of thing? Or how big?
Nah, bigger. Like I'm talking like there would be enough milk for like a whole population. I feel like Scooter, you would have a theory on this.
For Sevs. Yeah.
Yeah, that's milk because they bring in the raw milk comes in from the farms. And the dairy, it's called a dairy, they'll collect it and then I guess process it, you know, all the things that they do, turn it into special extra vitamin milk or take away the
fat. Would they make chocolate milk in that? Like, so, I wonder if they're if there's any
that's a food factory.
Yeah.
That's
I just love that idea of like there's the strawberry one, here's the chocolate one, and the strawberry one doesn't need as much space.
Mate, and Willy Wonka.
There's just taps on the side, and staff get to just have knock off strawberry.
I went to a bunch of milk farms in Shepparton when I was there. Milked a few cows, but they have like the big vats where they're heating it and you know spinning the milk,
pasteurizing like it and stuff,
pasteurizing whatever that is. But yeah, it's no, I've thought that I wanted the you know big thing of chocolate milk. It's like Willy Wonka. That scene where the little Augustus falls in, drinking it. Oh, yeah, get around that.
Yeah. I mean, the milk thing I find very interesting from you, Sev, is just the amount of milk. We don't have to get into it, but the amount of
milk your family has. Lot of milk. I mean, my smoothie... it's a bit dirty.
Yeah, you can show.
Okay, this is the end of a smoothie container. That's so grotty. But anyway, so that's filled up to the brim with smoothie. So that's probably like 700 ml of milk in there or something like that that I'll have every day. And then mum and dad have coffees and Sam and James will drink milk as well. So we probably go through probably a 3-liter bottle in a day or two.
Mm. How long has that been there, like sitting there? Is that just from the morning or?
That smoothie? Yeah, that's from this morning. It's been there for two hours now.
Okay. Seems like a while. On the water thing, TJ, I thought...
Let's have a sip. Definitely
have a sip. I mean, sparkling water, we're going through a big cylinder for the Soda Stream every single week. But one of my New Year's resolutions or one of the things that I was keeping track of was my water consumption. And so I thought, given we're getting close to the middle of the year, with ISO and everything that's happened, I feel that maybe things like New Year's resolutions have gone out the window. How about we do a little bit of an audit around what we were planning to do and where we're currently sitting at it with it all?
Oh, you kick it off because I'm going to just have a look in my diary here because I got this one at the start of the year. Hopefully I've got New Year's resolutions in it or things I
mean, Scoot, what was your New Year's resolutions?
Well, I reckon my resolutions just are coming along naturally with my business development plan. So it's just
you're giving us a very official answer. It sounds like clients are listening. Just relax, Scoot.
I always imagine Peter Shepard's in the group.
Just you don't need to spin some bullshit answer.
I didn't have any personal ones. All right, this year was just going to head down. No time wasting. So there's no time for online time wasting. That's my big one.
The 24-hour commitment crew, where does that fit in with no time wasting?
There's something that's always been going on ever since probably the mid-90s, and it's probably even before it was officially recognised. It's called the Things Internet? We Don't Normally Do Club. If you get a chance to do something you don't normally do, get in and do it, or you're an idiot. Right, that's my theory, and the 24-hour thing most definitely. I mean, my wife knows that if something weird comes up, I'm going to say I want to do that.
Not do that though with the Uber Eats menu and say I've got it? Like, fuck, we haven't had Thai from this place before, Fiona. Maybe we, you know, things we never do.
Yeah,
that's too lame.
So there is a system that of deciding. So. What's another example outside of the 24-hour stream of something that you've done this year that might not necessarily align with your New Year's resolutions but fits under the 90s protocol of doing things you never do club?
Okay. Oh, that's tricky. When you get to this age, you start doing things that you have done before but you would never do at 55 or whatever I am. I put gold earrings. I'm wearing gold earrings today.
And this is after retiring from the scooter community. Don't you think that's a bit backwards? You put the earrings in before that? Or is this a bit of an ode to scooters?
It's not connected to scooters in any way. In fact, scooter riders or mods or whatever, you know, the traditional, they wouldn't have a bar of earrings. I had earrings like exactly the same as this in the 80s, and it was defiantly, it used to be if you wore a left earring, it meant you were like a tough or a contemporary cool guy doing something cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you wore it in your right ear, it meant you were gay. That was the word on the street, right? So, you know, Elton John and George Michael had two, and Elton John had a right-hand earring, and it was this symbolism. And I couldn't stand that as a notion. I thought it was ridiculous. So the first thing I did was pierce my right ear and my left and wore two earrings, which was pretty unusual at the time. So I found those earrings.
Josh and I have both got ours.
Yeah, we've both got ours.
But we haven't – I don't know if I could push mine through. Did you need to push it back through, Des?
I did. Well, I pulled my old earrings out of my box. I was showing my kids all my knickknacks from the olden days. And I said, look, I used to have earrings, and it went straight in. It was about 2 years ago. And it just went straight through. And so I wore that for a while, and then I lost it pretty quickly. So I was disappointed because it was gold and I'd kept it for many decades. So finally my wife said, oh, put that pirate earring. She really wanted me to wear the golden earrings. She's odd like that. And so she said, for your birthday, I'm going to buy you some fancy golden pirate earrings. But she didn't. She bought me some $2 Klein's ones and said, that's a symbol. That's like a voucher because we'll get you some. And I was bucking around with the kids looking on Oz Sale or one of those type of things. What's the other one?
Oz Bargain.
Wish.com? But there was golden earrings and it said solid gold and everything. I went, gee, that's really cheap for solid gold. And I ordered some and that was months ago and the postman arrived today and gave me an envelope. I said, what's this? Is it a little tech thing? And I opened it. I said, you're buying me jewellery now, postman. What's next, a cocktail? And he went, oh. You know our postman. He's a funny guy.
Carney.
No, he's the box. He brings the big ghoul toys, the normal postman.
Yeah, okay.
The one he had green hair. He goes, look at this. He's got green hair.
Oh, I said, well, why have you got
green hair? He says, because the Comic Con is on in 2 months. I said, well, why are you doing it now? He said, because I'm going as that particular Joker from a particular film and I need to do it now and I want the regrowth to be perfect. So he actually planned out his – oh, it's amazing.
That guy's up and about. He's always today, up and about.
Yeah, he's great. So the cheap ones, to cut a long story – well, it's too late, sorry, long –
but where does the distillery come in, today, Scoot?
And it got jammed in and I had to just go and push a new hole through the back.
Oh.
So it kind of hurts.
I just think on that, guys. It's a first that I'm sure 97 hasn't done, and that's get an earring or get some kind of piercing. Would you at some point ever get a piercing, Sebs?
Probably not, no.
Great. I'm glad it wasn't your actual answer that would change whether we do it or not. So it's a yes from me.
Yeah, it's a yes from me.
And it's a yes from Scooter, I'm sure. Where would you get an earring? Just quickly, Sebs. Where would you get it?
A piercing. I mean, an earring.
A piercing, yeah. Sorry, not an earring. A piercing.
I'd probably be ear. I don't know where else you'd get it. It'd probably have to be
left or right.
Just whatever. Doesn't bother me.
Do both. I mean, I don't get Scoot. I sort of don't get the pushback, to be honest, around that. Like, if the gay community is trying to do something, like you sort of leaning into, I'm going to do the right. Aren't you just confusing the situation? Like,
yeah.
Or was it something created by?
It was. I just felt that it was just a rumor and a stupid thing, just because Elton John had a right. I don't know. I never really did the research. I just couldn't stand the whole idea of.
I mean, how far do you go with it, though, I guess? Weird. Just to prove a point.
Yeah, well, you're 17 and you stick a hole in your ear. It's just what happened.
There's also bananas hanging over your trolley at the supermarket means that you're up for it. You're single. You're available. Have you heard those things? Have you heard this, no. Scoot?
I've heard a few of those different ones, but they chop and chain. I haven't heard the banana one. I'll try that one.
Yeah,
wait,
what
so
else
you
is
would
there?
Sort of, how would you hang it off?
I don't know. You'd like get the fingers, spread them apart and lock it down. I don't know.
Does it work for a basket as well? Can you do it with a basket or do you have to use a trolley?
I'd look at it and go, fuck this guy's, bananas are about to fall out. I'd tell him, mate, your bananas are about to fall out. Are you all right?
I like the idea of us having a secret.
You're on a date.
I feel like it'd be fun to have secret sort of like a code that the Gronks have that we put little secret messages based on what we do. Like what are some little things that we could do that could mean something to fellow Gronks?
I mean, other than a tattoo or a, what do you call it, a squeegee key ring for the cult, which, you know, if you ever saw one of those out in the wild, you'd know where it's from. But yeah, what are they? Like a certain haircut? I mean, this is where you, like, think about what you'd do at school when you're young and your mates would have rat tails. And yeah, I don't know if you
absolutely
got
it. No, I never had a mate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rat tails, fringes. I don't know. It's just like some sort of gang sign. You're saying we want gang colours.
No, well, we need. Yeah, I think there could be some real subtle things that we could do that would sort of, yeah.
The wristband. T-shirt.
Oh,
these literally
ones.
The wrist.
Yeah, this one.
Oh, the wristies.
Wristbands are great. Wristies are great.
Yeah, these are great. Derek, have you got a wristband?
Where do you get those from?
No, you got one?
No, you don't have one. Well, they were at the event that you did the tech for, remember? The EP500?
I don't know if I got one.
Okay, well, we still need to sort you out with a t-shirt for helping. So on the I've just got my New Year's resolutions here.
Oh, great. Oh, hang on, you got them on an app?
Yeah.
You just pulled your phone up.
Mm-hmm. Well, so this is Streaks, isn't it?
Yeah, so I decided to use Streaks to put all the different things that I wanted to do. And so drink 2.5 litres of water. That's one of them.
Yeah.
Streaks is great. Like it's very it feels good. Like when you press it, you can like hold it down and it does like a little plus. It feels really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had drink 2.5 litres of water, read more than 15 minutes, meditate, work out for 45 minutes, walk 10,000 steps, out of bed before 6.
And these are all daily.
I mean,
yeah,
because the streaks are daily. Like, what's your daily streak? Is that the idea?
I have a feeling, to be honest, that the workout for 45 minutes I might have done is like you just have to do it once every 2 days because you can set up sort of parameters like that. And so it keeps the streaks going. And so it will tell you, it has like a little number of how many days in a row. But I haven't been using the app. And so it's a bit of an audit today where I think like let's just pretend like it's January 1. Let's get into it all. Let's sort out the shit. What does it look like for you, Teach?
Or what is the what's the learnings been just from not doing them if you haven't streaked them? Like what in terms of giving yourself the advice to make sure you nail them each day?
You just have to do them.
I think you do the water. You do the water thing quite
a
bit.
Yeah, I do the water thing. But I didn't press it. But what's the I don't know if there's any pushback. I think that the 10,000 steps, easy. I could do that, but I haven't been doing it. Like, I reckon I've been averaging like 500.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it's hard steps at count, the moment.
Steps count from our 24-hour app, it was like 500 for the day.
Yeah.
Didn't move much at all. Horrible.
And so, you know, I think that they can all basically stay. The 45-minute, like remember the dancing? Remember when I used to dance?
Oh, yeah. Mate, that was fucking sick. That was great. People got around that hard. So this is in my book. I'm pulling out my app, which is my Moleskine. It's too broad. I did focus/need to improve. And then I wrote family, which is so broad. Finances, very broad. Marriage, you know, quite specific. Life outside of show. Greetings,
solo? Handshake, hug. I didn't realize it was such an issue.
That is weird. What is this greeting solo? What is that?
I think that's like going out and having meetings with people without me.
No? Sorry, that was a C. It's not greetings. Creating. Got it. No,
transitioning from show.
yeah. Leave the Daily Talk Show on the 11th of May. What's the date? 11th. Open up to Amos more, keep house clean, more support for Amy, present around others. Mm-hmm. See, I mean, the problem with that now is they're way too broad.
Yeah.
Way too broad.
So you can't really tick them off every day, can you?
Absolutely not. I mean, it needs to be some sort of action around family, you know, like have a family cuddle each day.
Mm-hmm.
We get pretty close to it every morning, bit of a snuggle in bed. Finances. Nah, yeah. Anyway, so there's a few things that, yeah, I mean, for me, it's the, I think it needs to be, I mean, we're in a good, if I feel sort of thrown off without doing the show, it's like some mm-hmm. weird pattern that's been disrupted. I think you could probably hear it in the voice. Like Sevs is asleep unless he's, oh no, he's there. I thought he was, there he is. Big cute smile and laugh. But I mean, not to sort of to go on that, there's a few things around the exercise, the meditation shit that I want to sort of keep at.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a big announcement, which kind of relates to something from this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, right, we'll go for it.
Yeah. Well, put it in the calendar. JJ, yes. Sevs, I've decided to release a video every single day, every weekday, that is, like the good old days of the Daily Talk Show, onto the Daily Talk Show's Instagram or Facebook. It doesn't matter where it goes, but I want to create a video every single day. Good announcement.
Oh.
Good announcement.
That's great. How does it feel?
Derek's... I know why you do the announcements, because there's like all this lead up time. You're like, fuck, I'm pretty pumped for making the announcement, pumped for the idea. But there's more to it. So the whole reason is, and it probably comes down to it's not even creating solo, but it's just creating in general. Because I think what we do with this show is create every day, but then there's the false sense that you're creating because it just has become so normal, right? So it's like you then start feeling like you're not creating, but you are doing the show. Yeah.
Well, it becomes the normal, doesn't it? It's like if you send emails, is that writing? Can you really count that? Like if you want to write, it's like I want to write 2,000 words. Can you look at your email and be like, oh, I do 2,000 words?
Well, maybe it's like the habit's been formed and then it'd be additional outside. Because we have now dropped the one show a day, it's like there is a bunch of time there.
Feels like a piece of piss now, doesn't it? Like doing the two shows was a good reset because stretch, it's like, oh, look, it's like we're being running 20Ks a day and we're like, now we're going to do 10.
Yeah.
It's like, well.
Sure, it might have brought on some depression finished after the 24-hour episode, but, you know, so what? So what?
That's life, you know. No, that's the dip.
That is life. But I think the trap for me has been thinking myself out of doing. Mm-hmm. And so the whole purpose around creating a video that is like a vlog that will include you guys in it at times and might just be while we're in isolation at my house. So here's the idea, Josh. I just want to tell you. I was going to say,
run it past me. You don't have to ask.
No.
This is where it all goes pear shaped.
So each week there's a theme or a phrase or a saying that then curates what the creative becomes.
Mm-hmm.
So for this week, the theme.
I've got a theme idea already.
No. You will be able to pick a theme in the future, but for the next 2 weeks, I kind of want to. Maybe even one. Maybe next week you could pick the theme, spice it up a bit.
Can I give a phrase theme, idea? And I'll keep it.
Okay. After. No, this week's theme is action, and so it's about actioning the to-do list that I've had. And so I've been making a video today, which will come out tonight. And I think you'll like it.
Oh, great. Does it involve it? I could imagine you, when I think of solo creation at home, I just imagine you with a green screen and heaps of props. Is there a green screen involved? And is there a green screen?
I am wearing a prop. This is from the video.
Oh,
and
great.
This t-shirt. Hang on.
What does it say? Oh my God, it's Tommy Jacket. Oh, that's obnoxiously great. I love it.
I was given this t-shirt when I was 18 for my 18th birthday from Reese mm-hmm. Mitchell. And it's a phrase. Oh my God, it's Tommy Jacket is a phrase that because we used to catch the train to school every day, Reese got on the train. I think he was with his brothers and these girls were on the train. They're like, they must have seen me and said, oh my God, it's Tommy Jacket. And then they just kept on saying it was the, you know, it's the phrase that was always used. Oh my God, it's Tommy Jacket when I'd walk into the room. And so they got it printed onto a t-shirt. But today's video is about culling my t-shirts because I have way too many. I have way too many. And I thought the problem was that I had too many coat. I didn't have enough coat hangers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I need more coat hangers. But if I get more coat hangers, that means I can put more t-shirts on them. The problem isn't how many t-shirts I have. I've got too many.
Well, that was the pushback that I had with Brie. I wanted to have wooden coat hangers. And she said the problem with wooden coat hangers is they take up too much space. You can't fit many. I'm like, that's the whole point. If I have wooden, like those wiry, shitty ones, like when I was growing up, you'd have the ones that like would come free if you like got your dry cleaning done or things like that.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
You know, the nice, just the IKEA ones, they're still cheap, but being able to have that consistency.
I've got plastic ones, which are great. They work for t-shirts. They'd probably ruin a suit or a shirt, definitely. But for the t-shirts, it's fine. A quick question though: how many t-shirts do you think you need to have or you should have?
12.
Okay. Seb, how many t-shirts?
Is this including 25? Shirts? Are we just talking about
25? Says so
T-shirts. Hang on, Sevs, what's your answer?
Yeah, I think 12 is a great amount. Yeah.
And Scooter Derek?
25, because I think everyone should have 10 black t-shirts of random, just as, well, maybe not everyone, maybe just me, right? So every day I put on a black t-shirt and every day it's different, right? So then you know whether you've been wearing it or not the day before, off when you pick it up off the floor, right? So you need a range of just black t-shirts, and then you need the old one that from a gig from the 80s that you had. So you've got the memory t-shirt. So let's say there's only 8 or 9 of those. Yeah. The memory t-shirts, yeah. The Pink Floyd tour or all that kind of thing that you don't wear. So that you can put them in a suction bag and hide them somewhere. Who cares?
You shouldn't have to worry about a suction. I think as soon as you're involving a suction bag, you've gone too far.
From Danos Direct, well, you bought a suction bag.
They work Danos really well. God. There's actually one, yeah, I remember after the world trip, the first one with Nissan, we got these ones where you wouldn't use a vacuum. It was self-sucking, hashtag self-sucking. But no, you'd push it, you would push it down and it would reduce all. It was so good.
That is a good idea. But, I mean, that's probably travel purposes, right? You're not needing that at home because how often are you then going to open up the sucked bag to get out your t-shirt that you want to wear?
Maybe summer, absolutely winter. Not. Maybe like I've seen some people do like, oh, I'm going to suck up my winter stuff and then through summer and then bring it back out.
I mean, I don't rock. I opened rock.
A suck bag a couple of weeks back.
What was in it?
How old was the suck bag?
It had been there for a long time and in there was my fluorescent clown kilt to wear for Friday night drinking. So I could tell it was in there because it was clear. I went, oh, it's in there. And I opened the suck bag and everything was fresh, ready to wrap it up.
So do you wash them before you put it in the suck bag then?
Well, why would you wash a clown kilt? Like, yeah.
Why would you have a clown kilt, to be honest? That's, I mean, that's a question you're asking yourself at this point before you're thinking about whether you washed it or not. It's actually crazy. I've got 20 t-shirts.
That's
this being
bad.
One of them. This is, but it's a problem for my cupboard, and it's the reality is this is a nearly this year 14-year-old t-shirt that I reckon I've worn maybe once before. Then I washed it and it faded, and that pissed me off so much. But I didn't want to throw it away because it was such a lovely present from my best mate. So I did speak to Reese about it because I was feeling a bit sort of guilty. Like, mate, I don't want to throw this out. It's too old. It's almost like, you know, I think it's the trap of what Derek's saying. You've got something, you're like, nah, it's you know, ornamental or it's, you know, sentimental.
Sentimental.
And then you're like, oh, I'll keep it. Next minute, it's 14 years later and you've still got this t-shirt. So Reece said, yes, I'm allowed to get rid of it. But he did say you should give it away and we should give it away to one of the Gronks if anyone wants idea. It. Yeah. So does any Gronk want a 14-year-old T-shirt that was custom made by Reece Mitchell for Tommy Jacket?
Will you sign it?
Let us know. Yeah, Reece said, I have to sign it.
Oh, great.
He said, I have to sign it. So maybe just like a little signature, nothing too much.
Okay, just yeah, something. I mean, you also had that, what was the old T-shirt? Was it the Offspring or what was the band T-shirt that you had at the office the other day? This was months ago.
That was just
the one when Harry was here.
Yeah, you know who was hoarding that for me? That was my mother, and that was from when I was 12. Mm. So that's a lot older. Mm. No way. That smelt like a mothball.
Yeah, that's gross.
Disgusting. I mean, anyway, so that's what I'm doing. Video a day. This week's theme is action, and specifically it's around nailing a to-do list of things that I've been thinking about.
I'm not going to accuse you of anything, but it sounds a lot like Organized August.
No, because it's only 5 days. It's only 5 days, and it's like one thing per day, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
do you mention that? Because I'm pretty sure you wanted me to call Organized August sort of Action August. is it?
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Have you been this? You deciding I'm going to do this thing. I'm doing something solo. Yeah. Have you been rattled since August about my approach, and you've been sort of pissed off about the whole thing?
Absolutely not. I hadn't thought about Organize August because I've been thinking about action May.
Yeah, I get it. First week.
Doesn't work. No. No, but I hadn't. Okay, that's fine. I didn't even think about the Organize August.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we haven't got to August yet, so you could definitely re-bring that back up. Well, that'd be good.
I've been working on a little bit of admin. And so what I was thinking is it would be great for us to at the start and end of the show, I thought it would be fun for us to give the Gronks some admin to do. First thoughts.
Oh, good. Everybody hates admin, but I mean, why not?
I mean, how much is it? Like,
how much admin? Well, it's not too much. Yeah. So what I've done is I've put together initially I was thinking they could be dynamically inserted into episodes. It turns out that tech isn't enabled for our account yet. That's like a different one. So we can't do that. Enterprise.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I've created 10-second pieces of audio. I want to run through them now, and then I just want to get feedback on the creative, how often we should put these out, and then how many should I create, like if I have a pool of them. So here is the first in a new series that will be on every single day at some point. 10 seconds of admin. Have you got Instagram? Oh, perfect. Go and give us a follow and then share on Insta stories that you're listening. It will help. Thanks. So that was the first one. So I'll just play all five and then we'll get your feedback. Okay. This is the second one. All right. 10 seconds of admin. Have you sent us an email before? Would love it if you did. What's on your mind? Just email us gronks@thedailytalkshow.com. Okay. 10 seconds of admin. Have you given us a review on Apple Podcasts? Would really appreciate it. Just go and click that subscribe button as well, I guess. 10 seconds of admin. Did you know you can actually subscribe? It's a podcast. You can do it and also give us a review at Apple Podcasts. Thank you. Is that one? Then this is the final. 10 seconds of admin. Take a screen grab right now of you listening to the show. Post it on Instagram as a story and we'll regram it. What a deal.
That's a five?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great deal.
What do you think?
Definitely.
10 seconds of admin?
I love it. 10 seconds of admin. It should be you could do it right now in 10 seconds.
And so what's the, if you had some feedback or sort of, I'm happy to change the copy, but that was my Sunday. I sort of went through and just made sure you got a smile. 10 seconds of admin. I'll do a live one for you. 10 seconds of admin. Have you got Facebook? Well, why don't you go and give The Daily Talk Show a like? Just go to Facebook, type in The Daily Talk Show, and hit that like button.
It doesn't have the same cut through. See, the thing is, I didn't feel when I did the put it in the calendar only 5 minutes ago.
Mm.
I was expecting to feel like what I feel when I see you do it in the Hump Day replay. But George has put music over it, and then it's like upbeat. It's all in that sort of music jingle that you got, and the sort of
it is a great jingle, your voice, isn't it?
Echoed it a bit, like it's perfect.
Yeah,
I think you got a bit of reverb.
No, I just added a bit of compression of and stuff, just made it feel more authoritative. But
it's great,
Scooter. What do you think? You're a creative guy.
Well, I like it. I mean, I think you've underquoted the time, 10 seconds to say it, but you know, it might take a little bit longer to do, maybe 20 to 25 seconds. Just not splitting hairs or anything. But
were you killing two birds, one stone? You were doing a 10-second recording.
It's 10 seconds of admin for me.
For you. I love that, but it's kind of sold in as it's going to take
10 seconds. Doing it. Like, we never do the art. Like, we always forget all these things.
All right, hang on. Let me just do this. I'm going to give Shameless a quick review. One. Uh-huh. Can you count? Start counting. Start counting.
One, two, three. Shameless. Can you keep counting, Sebs?
Okay, here we go. Oh, God, hang on. Shit, I'm in there. There's too many episodes for them. I had to go down to the bottom.
You got
to
scroll all. A lot.
Right. Oh, God, now it's not loading on my end. Title, love the show. How long are we at?
20.
You girls rock. Is that good enough? You girls rock, 5 stars? Yeah. Send. Done. You're
probably under. I feel like you should have done more thoughtful, to be honest. They're coming on the show tomorrow.
I did, mate. I was under the pump.
Okay. That was so that 6, was. 000,
sorry, I was just going to say they've got 6,930. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's going to really impact them. Uh-huh. It was 5 stars too. So, how long?
That
30
was 20,
seconds.
27 seconds. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't think we're going to get done on false advertising because it is kind of truthful that it took that they are 10
well,
seconds.
Well, the hot accountant reckons that we will get done for false advertising.
Oh, Jesus.
That's in the YouTube chat. I said we'd bring YouTube chat at the end, and I'm pissed off about it, Seb. Bringing shit in halfway through the show.
Mason.
You're confusing the podcasters.
Call him.
No, I'm pissed off.
So hang on.
People have been writing the whole time. We haven't read out one. Why do you read that one out? Seriously.
Just because it was Tommy mentioned false advertising, and I just...
And I just don't appreciate that either, TJ, because you're pointing out to you read the chat when you said the false advertising, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I swear.
Really?
The thing is when... So you sent an email...
Mate, you're the one who read the chat when you asked how long has my cup been there for.
You did, didn't you? Yeah, I did. But, okay.
Oh, God, I've missed this. God,
so
I've missed this.
It's a bit of a reset. Just, and so, No, we want to keep the... We want to contain some stuff. So I did get, there was a couple of people that like, oh, with the podcast, sometimes we get lost if you're going too much into the YouTube chat. And so it's like, okay, well, let's contain it. We can do it at the end. We can like play El Monte, the track, and spend a few minutes after the show reading and all that sort of thing.
I absolutely love that. But know that we're looking at it, or at least holding back.
No, we're not. That's the whole point.
Oh, well, you guys are. I haven't. I've just seen it coming through. But at least Sevs is. Let's just throw him under the bus. Sevs is looking at it, primed for us to get back to your questions or comments.
Yeah, so Sevs
comments.
Will do that.
We love you
I've,
all.
A lot of talking
but
about
no,
the admin,
I think we can roll it out. I'm willing to. I'll go through the lawsuit if you roll them out. I'm happy to. Happy to.
The rollout what? Which?
Rolling out the 10 seconds of admin.
Okay, no, I
even if someone tries to say that you, it was 45
seconds. No, it was 10 seconds for me. But yeah, I've got, I don't know if you can call it admin, but excitingly, it is Bree's 30th birthday tomorrow.
Is it far out?
Yeah, 12th of May. Put it in the calendar. It's Bree's birthday. Oh. And so I want to be the
guy.
A lot
of big announcements this week and so, on the show.
And so the thing is, I do want to, I want to become the guy that... His actions meet his thoughtful nature. So I'm a thoughtful guy, but I always just leave everything to the last minute and put myself in this corner. And so
thoughtful. If you're a thoughtful guy, What does that mean? We just need to unpack that slightly.
I'm thinking. I'm not just thinking about me. I'm thinking about you.
Are you thinking about the nice things that you want to do for, say, Brie or for me?
Yeah.
But then that's the thing.
It's like.
So it's back to actioning your thoughtfulness. Because I agree with you. I think you're spot on.
Like, there's heaps of thoughtful things. It's like, oh, fuck, like, this person, like, we should definitely do something nice for them. But sometimes the action doesn't get done. But
I mean, you do a bit. You do, like, sometimes.
There was a really good one the other day. What about we never... Remember we spoke to the lovely person at Tactics at KISS, and she said she was doing keto and she was really helpful, Sevs, and I said, let's get her a keto pack. Did we ever send that?
No, we didn't send that.
Okay.
Did we ever... He throws it over to you like it was your thing.
Well, I know. Literally, I said, hey, this is something that would be really cool to do because she was so generous.
I think the thing is, though, you're talking about you can't outsource your thoughtfulness. It has to be you. Oh, you can, but I think what you're saying is you want the thoughtfulness to be action from you.
What's the organizing bit? Impact. It's the whole thing of like... Like on Friday was really when I got into the mode of, okay, Bree's birthday is Tuesday. I need to get everything sorted. Very hard to get things internationally shipped, printed. Like it's just, you sort of in a bit of a pickle, you know?
It's Corona time too.
What about going for a great big walk, Josh? Like pick something that's really awkward to get and go and get it. Like putting yourself out physically.
Yeah, I can do that. To be honest, to go out, like,
counts.
I think that Brie will be impressed. Like, if I have to leave the house to do anything, I've won, like, the thoughtfulness because I haven't gone out for anything. And so I have worked that out, but I am thinking it's like from like 2 o'clock until 4, I've got to be like out of the house and doing all of these bits and pieces. And then today. I went into today, yes.
Okay.
Do you need me?
No. It should be all good. It should be all right.
Okay. And so, yeah. So, I mean, I just feel like it would have been, there's heaps of things that I would like to do. And I don't really have anything to add there, but it's going to be a busy afternoon of doing stuff. I don't even know if it comes under essential, whether I'm going to be able to like go and get some of these things.
You're fine. It's essential. Did you go to the mall? I went to Westfield. It's an absolute nightmare. Like, so I went on Saturday. All the social distancing, all the restrictions, it doesn't apply at Westfield. It's outrageous. Like, people are just...
Every idiot had the same idea that Saturday is the day I'll go, like you, and then there's like no option when you've got 4,000 people at a shopping centre to stay 1.5 metres away. They're like, how do you do social distancing when there's too many people in one location? They need security people buzzing in the number, like how much floor space have we had? Do we have, and how many people can fit in there within 1.5 meters of each other? It seems silly, but dude, I've been breaking the rules. I went to Mum and Dad's place on Saturday, got in before. I had the best day. It was so lovely, but they're removing that tomorrow, so it's. You're going today, right? I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm going to go and do all
just
the stuff.
Just take
today.
The camera in your hand and say, I'm making a video. I've got a production company.
Well, the other thing that I did... Fuck, I probably need to do that too. And then we'll get to your flowers, Sevs, because I'm interested in that. But the which is sort of related to this. But no, I want to... I was thinking our cake. It would be great to get a cake. And so I was like, I've already told Brie about the cake idea because I thought it was so good. I got pushed an Insta story ad. The Cheesecake Shop is doing delivery.
Cheesecake Factory?
Or the Cheesecake Shop.
That's good.
So the Cheesecake Factory is the US. Cheesecake Shop.
Is it what it's called? I thought it was the Cheese. Oh, yeah. Cheesecake Factory is where we took Sevs for a
with the big burrito thing. Cheesecake Shop is the green one where you can get the mud cakes with the little cherry. I mean,
you got a whole cake there once and ate the whole thing, didn't you?
I have.
We got half.
Like it was a pizza and then just enjoyed it. I feel like Scooter's going to have heaps to say about the Cheesecake Shop just because it is from a Bogan perspective, Scoot, I feel like you would get around this.
My feelings about the Cheesecake Shop, or not factory, I thought it was factory as well, but there you go.
It's like people thinking that Taco Bell versus Bill. It's I think it was one of those things where, you know, an Aussie created. Anyway, go on.
Sometimes it stays forever. My parents still say Weetabix because in the UK, Weet-Bix is called Weetabix, but there you go. The Cheesecake Shop was on Smith Street, and it was like, so you had the birth of all these independents making cafes and, you know, gluttony and all, you know, cafes popping up everywhere. And it just did seem like a bit of a, yeah, a bit of a bogany sort of generic way to get a cake.
Do you reckon I could get one of the indies? Would the indies deliver?
Yeah, I reckon.
Well, yeah, for sure.
I reckon.
Have a look on Uber Eats dessert. You must have by now.
But even like, think about there's a
I beg your pardon?
Box brownie. Like, I'm sure these.
So I got a free. I think it was. I won't say the name. I got a brownie from a place, and they had a peanut butter shake.
Oh,
this was the other day, and so I had the peanut butter shake as well. And then
what day? After,
it was a Saturday. It was like 4 weeks. It was when I was dancing. And I wasn't dancing at the time, but it was the week of. Anyway, Bree said she didn't really want it. And I'm like, oh, look, babe, I have to get, they've got a slab. And so I got like the brownie slab. And so that was fine. And then I got a peanut butter shake. And Bree said to me after I ordered it, she's like, I don't think you're going to like the shake. And I was like, are you kidding me? It's peanut butter. Like, how can you fuck peanut butter? Like, it's going to be great. Turns out it was like a breakfast show. They put muesli in it. I was like, this was a Saturday night treat and I'm drinking muesli, and I couldn't have been more pissed off. And then they gave me a free brownie and they said, thank you. This was like very early days of all this COVID stuff. And they get like, you know, thank you so much for all the support. They chucked in a peanut butter brownie and said, please share on Instagram and do all that sort of thing. I was just like,
absolutely.
I had to chuck it. Like, when I have to chuck out food, something has gone horribly wrong.
Would have Sev's liked the smoothie though?
Yes, but it would have been something he would have had at 11 a.m.
Okay. 9 p.m. Okay. No,
this happened to me today. This happened to us today.
Exactly. So you had a peanut. Are you revealing too much about what you've eaten today, Scoot?
No. We bought. For Mother's Day, me and the kids, we got some things for her, some weird tea diffuser and a bunch of stuff from Oasis up in Fairfield. It's awesome.
I love Oasis.
I don't know if you've been there.
Yeah.
God, it's good. So the kids were sort of going, get her a chocolate bar or whatever. The lazy – Tom's a bit kind of lazy when it comes to that thoughtfulness. So we got this chocolate bar and I'll show it to you. I'm sorry it's –
Oh, yeah.
Cheesecake, loving it. So that's healthy. You know that's healthy.
Well, we didn't know that. So we bought it for Fiona, and the karma got us because we couldn't find it on Sunday morning. And we'd left it here. And so we got in this morning, and it was like, kids, what are we going to do? Are we going to.
So the brand is Loving Earth, which is known for like using different ingredients rather than sort of your standard. It's a bit chalky.
It's a bit chundery. It was bloody awful. We as a team, we elected to forget about Mum and just eat it. And the kids didn't hesitate, which is a bit sad. But we broke it up that. And I handed it. I can't remember who suggested it. It might have been me. But I took it apart and gave the kids some and said, you know, nick off out of here. And they came back with it in their hand going, oh, it's horrible.
And so it's cheesecake flavored is what it says. If you look at the ingredients, what is it rocking? Whoa. It's going to be
ready. Yeah, exactly. Then I ready? KKO butter. Right, and I'm pretty sure you rub that on your toes. Evaporated coconut nectar. What does that mean? Raw cashews.
Yeah, at least roast them.
Coconut, yeah, exactly. Coconut, lemon essential oil, hazelnut, almond, in 30% minimum KKO, certified organic, direct to trade. Right, good on you if you like it. I don't want to stop people from wanting you know, healthy stuff, but we got and we got karma smacked us down real hard because we don't like the flavour. So we'll give it. We'll say we had a taste, and we'll bring the rest home for Mama.
You'll give it back.
Do you reckon she'll like it?
No, she'll hate it, but we'll still have given it to her. We'll get 60% of the credit.
And so, Sebs, on Friday night, you were surprising Grace with some flowers.
Oh, cutie. Was this during Friday night drinks or
no, it was after? Okay, so I – no, so I –
sorry, I didn't there we go.
It's like, do you want to do it? on Thursday, I put an order in because I wanted to get Grace some flowers, and the cutoff was 2 p.m. Perth time, and I ended up ordering at 2:15 Perth time.
Was the delay – the delay had something to do with you wanting to make sure they weren't shit flowers?
Yeah.
Fair, but I mean, 15 minutes. What was the 15 minutes window that made you realise they weren't shit flowers and you ordered?
Well, no, well, because I hadn't searched Flowers Perth before, so I had to go through a few websites to find the one that I wanted. And the site that I ended up going with wasn't... I wouldn't go with them again. But yeah, so I put the order through and I was like, okay, so maybe 15 minutes, it might get in the window to get deliveries today.
What day was this?
Yeah.
This was Thursday last week. And so I put it in. I was like, okay, maybe it'll come. It didn't come Thursday night. And I was like, okay, great. Well, at least it's guaranteed on Friday.
Were you hinting, because this was a surprise for Grace, were you sort of hinting at this point, like what's been happening?
No. No, nothing. I hadn't mentioned anything.
You don't tell them the surprise, like the great idea for your cake.
Well, that's the whole thing.
You surprised her with the cake.
Well, it's her birthday. Like you'd hope for a cake. Anyway, go on.
Surprise is nice.
Yeah, well, so Saturday, it was getting like afternoon. So they deliver up to 7 p.m. at night, Perth time. So 9 p.m. my time. And... anyway, so I was sort of waiting. It was Friday night drinks. Nothing had happened. I hadn't got a message yet. And I was like, they're guaranteed coming today. It says same day delivery. If it's not coming the day before, then it's going to come the next day. So it was probably... I mean, I was a little bit pissed.
Must have been 8 p.m. Melbourne time?
8 p.m. Melbourne. Oh, no, might have been a little bit earlier. Maybe 7 p.m. 7 p.m.
I ended up... You were fired up.
Yeah. Well, so I got a little bit pissed and I mentioned it to Grace that I had ordered flowers and they hadn't... They should have come, but they hadn't come yet.
What was her reaction?
Sort of just like a sweet surprise. Like that's sort of a bit excited.
Surprised.
Yeah. It's... But anyway,
you could have said, I've got something coming for you. Has it arrived?
I reckon that's too risky. I think whenever you do that, I always go bigger. Like if someone says something's coming for you, I'm like, oh my God, but I can't believe what's about to happen. Like that's why I think surprise is bad idea.
Yeah. Well, the thing is as well, it's delayed. Like it's too late now. Like it becomes out of context. And so... anyway, so it was like
flowers,
Thursday.
Flowers just for a sweet gesture and never out of context, Sebs. You'll learn that. You can never go wrong with
that. Did
they
say
happy
Thursday on them or something?
No, but the little note had like... what I wrote in the note had stuff to do with Thursday. And so it would have been okay if they came Friday morning, but... Anyway, it was Friday night, like 8 o'clock, and I'm like, okay, I mentioned it on Friday night drinks because I was absolutely fuming that they had an hour left to come and they weren't going to come. And so,
had you called them at all?
No, I hadn't called them.
He doesn't get on the phone.
What are you talking about? He does not.
This
get
is,
on the
I
phone.
Reckon, half the issues you have in life is because you're not willing to pick up the phone.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. Well, so I sent it passed 9 o'clock and I sent them, I had my email ready to send. So I drafted the email and as soon as it hit 9 o'clock, because that's their delivery cutoff time, I sent the email and I charged back on PayPal. And
oh,
so...
what an animal.
I haven't got any...
It's a modern day keyboard warrior right there. Just
absolutely.
Nope.
No, guaranteed delivery. Like, if you can't do that, then definitely get a refund. Anyway, so Saturday morning, it's probably like, I don't know, around midday-ish. I'm on FaceTime with Grace.
Your time or Grace's time?
I can't remember, to be honest. Afternoon-ish. Maybe, yeah, midday to afternoon. Anyway, so we were on FaceTime. She got a knock at the door, and it was the flower delivery. And, well, funnily enough, they said Happy Mother's Day when they handed them over, which was great.
They've royally fucked this.
And she's got them now, and they said Happy Mother's Day. So,
Hang on, wait. Does Grace have kids?
Yeah. No, it's absolute nightmare. Like, what? Yeah. Come on, guys.
Oh, God.
Flowersales.com.au. Don't buy from them.
Flowersales.com. Yeah.
Shithouse.
So, you know, the other thing too is, like, when it comes to gifts, it's very distasteful to talk about cost and money and things like that. But
here we go.
You absolutely fucked it. He spent way too much. Like,
look, yeah.
I paid $40 the other day for flowers
I paid $38 to get Mother's Day flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
and so these flowers
are very,
like,
similar. They were quite expensive.
And so you spent double what you spent on your mum, which is a whole other issue. You spent double, and I mean, the thing is, when I saw Grace doing Instagram of the flowers, I was like, oh, this reeks of a 20-year-old trying to sort out flowers. It's just, it was missing the shit chocolate and the fucking stuffed toy that no one wants. It was, it looked like.
Those are the add-ons, yeah. It was absolute disaster. But the good thing is, now I know, and Bree sent me a list, a broadsheet. If you go to broadsheet and type in wherever you want to send them, the city, and then flowers, they'll tell you the best flower shops. And so one that that was on the list that Bree recommended, Grace said is great. So I've now got my go-tos.
I appreciate you not asking for help before, because it shows that you're actually leaning into it. Because it's the reason you don't want to go to the bottle-o, because you don't want to make the wrong choice. It's like,
oh, definitely, and that's the whole thing. It's like, we could have taken over and done a stellar job with the flowers, but it's not for us. And that's a hard pill to swallow sometimes. I mean, absolutely. Scooter, what's your deal with flowers? When was the last time you got Fiona flowers?
Oh, well, funnily enough, first of all, as always, good on you, Sevs. The romance is in the adventure and the stress and the telling of the story and all that. So good on you. The flowers worked. It's a disaster. It wasn't. It's a huge success. Well, I
mean, when you've got a podcast, it helps. But if you don't have a podcast, and
who gives a shit? You're getting some content.
Who are you
that's
telling
right.
You got the fund, the time's wrong. Grace. And you fucked it.
Big media company. You're not paying for that.
But now anyway, you can write them huge off as success.
I love
it's
it.
All good.
That's the romance, the stress, and learning and all that. I live literally on my way home. The last major road I go across has the 24-hour flower shop. So I do.
That's good.
I
24 hours.
But I am a flower solid? Buyer. Yeah, and not just when I fuck up either. I get them. But like I said before to Josh, it's not that out of my way, and we all know that. So it takes about 50% of the cred. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got me flowers. That's great. But
so
I know
is there something else then that you go to that sort of has more cred?
Cooking.
Cooking.
Cooking, yeah.
Like, so if you cook something, that's a bigger thing.
Handmade waffles is my new favorite specialty.
You got a waffle line?
I was so proud. I even made some, took them, and dropped them to my mum.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Mate, you're a good guy. Steph, you live and learn, mate.
Sorry, this is a... Here, go on.
No, you go.
Yeah. I was going to wrap it up, but
I want to know what's going on with the chair. What's this
chair?
I
got the chair. So there's this very special chair in my family, and I scored it on Sunday. I think Mum was so happy to have me standing on their back veranda talking to her. And I said, "Don't forget, don't give the chair to my brother. And I got the chair. Do you want to? I don't know if I can take the.
Yeah, can you show us the chair?
Do you want me to try?
Are you going to change shots? Yeah, might as well. Change the shot as a final thing.
Give it a go.
Give it a shot. Okay, so there's the kids.
There's a
can you classic see Scooter Derek ass crack family vibes.
Yeah, sorry. That's my kids doing that in the other studio. What's left of it now? I'm madly trying to open up.
He's still there. It is. Oh yeah.
Oh, that is you see really that chair? Nice. Yeah,
you've been handed an heirloom.
That's from Buckingham Palace. That's from
bullshit.
Buckingham
Palace.
Wow, bullshit.
That's a great story.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a whole big story about it. The ER is not Elizabeth; it's Edward. So these chairs were cut back to me now. Those chairs were made. They were commissioned by the palace to have just in the kitchen. It's not a fancy chair for the staff and everything. And then this Edward guy, he quit. Because he fell in love with an American. I don't know if you watch The Crown, people, but he fell in love with an American woman who'd been divorced. So they didn't let him marry her and still be the king. So he said, fuck it, fuck off. And he went and continued his love with the American lady. And so they gave these chairs to all the staff. And so this woman who worked in the palace, she got her chair and it ended up falling into the hands of our family eventually.
Wow.
Maybe 20 years ago. So there you go.
I feel like we're now on an episode of Antiques Roadshow.
Roadshow.
We're cutting to Scooter Derek with the, you know. He's,
how much is it going for?
14th TJ's century pumpkin behind
how much,
you.
How much? How much?
Sir, what would a chair like this be worth if we were to sell it again today? It's my favourite part of Antiques Roadshow, by the way.
So they should cool. Just watching people how much it's cost, you know, how much it costs.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching people pretend to be excited and watching people break.
Trash or treasure.
You know, I like it when they're waiting for the £60,000 answer and they get a £1,500 answer. I love it.
And so what do you reckon?
I don't know if this has any value at all. I don't know.
It's a good story.
This is
yeah, it's all
a
about
sad
story.
Episode.
How many
this
of
is
them?
What they
like, how many
them.
Chairs?
This is what they tell them on the show as well.
Like, great. How many chairs?
Sorry, it's worth nothing.
How many do you reckon they're in just circulation?
One. Just one. I mean, so hang on. Well, but wasn't this manufactured for the kitchen? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
They would have done more than one.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, for the staff. So the royals wouldn't have sat on this unless they went down like in the movies and had a quiet
sandwich.
And
that's disgusting. The royals wouldn't go down there. Yucky. Not to the kitchen.
You got to watch The Crown to get an idea of how it works.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well,
good binge. Yeah. It's a good binge.
I just I wanted to recommend a Netflix doco that I watched last night. It's called Cracked Up. It's by the it's about the guy Daryl Hammond, I think is his name. He's the dude who he's been the longest running person on Saturday Night Live. Do you know about this guy, Scoot? I feel like he's the one that did all the presidents. He would basically and does Trump and all that sort of thing. But
has he just passed away?
Oh, has he fucking died? Don't tell me he's died.
I don't know. I remember someone on Saturday Night Live, though I saw someone saying sad times.
I'm going to Google his name. Daryl Hammond. No, it's great. I mean, he had a real fucked up childhood. No, he's alive.
No, he's alive. 64.
Good. Yeah. Really interesting doco, though. So that's a recommendation. Scooter, thank you for coming on the show.
Excellent.
Anything else,
my
TJ?
Pleasure.
So,
awesome.
What time is the video coming out?
I mean, I was hoping to be out the door at 1 to get the scene done of it. So, it will be later on this evening, but it'll be done. It's just like my meditation. I haven't missed a day. I get it done within the day. But
great,
I'll get it done this hour.
Great.
I've got to
just on the just on the 10 seconds of admin stuff. If you've already done some of the things or you can't do them, so Sheena's got an Android and so she can't leave a podcast review, but she's emailed in hidethedailytalkshow.com and she's left her own review. So she's written 5-star podcast, a multivitamin podcast, all your daily needs in one.
And because multivitamins are also like questionable whether they work. So, I mean, it's pretty
it's
relevant,
perfect.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
This is great.
I've been quietly listening since mid-2019. Loved the banter, and it didn't take long for me to feel a part of the in-jokes and the Gronk squad. The daily talk show has created joy, stability, and growth within my own life, especially as of late, being a source of motivation to not turn into a sad potato. I admire the boys' passion for continual learning, vulnerability, and consistency. They encourage listeners and guests to question what they think to be true with a genuine interest in exploring personal development while also being delightfully entertaining. Brilliant guests, no bullshit, just real humans chatting about relatable content and asking the tough questions, because without friction, there is no traction, Josh.
Love it.
From a media background, but I can appreciate how many years of hard work the boys have gone through to birth this idea and their continued commitment, which has created such a wonderful and forever developing community. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
That's lovely.
What a lovely review.
And absolutely, in regards to, I'm going to do live admin, if you're listening to the show, if you're watching it, whatever you're doing, take a screen grab, take a photo, extra points if you have the Daily Talk Show merch, whether it's the Gronk tee, the crew neck or the hoodie back in the day. Take a photo and say something nice. I did a WhatsApp video that I sent everyone. They could say something like, if you are struggling, you could say chilling out, favorite part of the day, hot choc, listening to the boys.
That's what Rain Man did, didn't he? Rain Man uploaded a photo. He's got his coffee. He's pumped for the boys.
Oh, great.
Yeah. That's what we like. All right, guys.
Perfect. Daily Talk Show.
Happy Monday.
See you midday every single day at youtube.com/The Daily Talk Show. Or why is that so funny, Seb? We know why it's funny because I slurred my words because I'm trying to get it done so TJ doesn't piss his pants. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.